Okay, Ms. France, could you please tell us something about your teaching experiences throughout your life?
Well, the year I graduated from high school, I went to summer school in Marshall, North Carolina for 12 weeks summer school, and I got a temporary certificate and taught school in a little town, or country town, out sort of in the foot of the Smoky Mountains. And I was principal of the two teacher school way out in the country. After that, I had all the teaching I thought I wanted then, so I went back to school and went to Mars Hill College in North Carolina and spent one whole summer in a teacher's education school in Asheville, North Carolina, and after that I came to Texas. And I came out here, I went to Bell College for a summer and a year, and another summer, and I got a school down in a little town called Santa Rosa, Texas, down in the valley, close to Harlem. And my family had moved down there, so I lived at home. And I taught there for 1 year. And the next year, when the contracts came out, we had to sign a contract saying that we'd never play bridge and we would never go across the river. So I didn't sign the contract because I didn't know how to play bridge. But I thought, well, if I wanted to go across the river, I didn't want to feel like I was breaking a law or a rule, so I just didn't sign the contract. I went back to school for another year. And then I went back to Baylor. And I got to school in a little town north of Austin. And I taught there 1 year, I guess. Leander's about, 20-25 miles north of Austin. And the next year, I went back to summer school. In fact, in order to teach in Texas, I had to go to A&I to get my Texas government. I'd already had American history, so I didn't have to take that, but I did have to take government in order to teach in Texas or get a Texas certificate. And I did that one summer, and then I got a teaching job in Victoria. And I taught in Victoria for 3 years. Got married, didn't teach anymore for about 3 years, I guess. And I came to Texas, I came to Alice, 1939. But I wasn't teaching school then. I left here and went to Beville, and I taught out in Beville 2 years. And went to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I taught in it was a church school. I don't remember what, I think it was a Presbyterian church school. I taught in Albuquerque for a year and substituted out there for another year. Came back to Texas, and came back to Alice in 19, party. I started back in school today, and I had already been over there one summer to get my Texas gun law. And I enrolled in it, and I had to finish up and get my degree. I needed about a little over a year to finish up my degree over there. And so I had a teaching certificate, which I had gotten. It was a permanent teaching certificate that I could teach school on a certificate. And I started teaching. Well, the first year I substituted up here in high school, William Adams High School. I substituted for the first semester at midterm. The teacher that was in her beginning teaching year had graduated from the University of Texas. I think she had her master's. A very brilliant teacher in math, but she got a hold of a bunch of senior boys in her classes that nearly drove her to distraction, so she quit midterm, and I took over her classes, finished up the year, and I was supposed to take my practice teaching that year, or that spring. So the man that was in charge of practice teaching over now, and I let me use my whole half semester's teaching. I was actually teaching 4 or 5 classes a day, and he used that as my practice teaching, and so I got my teaching off like that, and also I taught the rest of that year, and then I've been teaching the whole section.
Have you found any problems with the school board?
Never had any problems with the school board. I've seen a lot of principals come and go since I've been up here. I've seen a few superintendents come and go, but I've never had any problems with them.
What about the students, recently, with the Chicano movement, I guess? Have you met any?
The Chicano movement doesn't bother me. I don't ever think about that. I've been teaching in this school system here all these years, and I've the Mexican-American kids don't mean any more to me than the Anglo kids and vice versa. I've taught them all these years, and I don't even think about a movement. In fact, I just don't even like to hear that word. They've been in my school system ever since I've been in it. I've never had any problems with them. I've never had any occasion to be criticized by any of my students, and I was partial.
Mm-hmm.
I've never argued the point with them. In fact, when I walk into a classroom and then I don't consider who's a Mexican American and who's a Anglo, it doesn't bother me. Or a colored, I've taught a lot of colored students, and that doesn't bother me either. They may have legitimate reasons to create this movement. I'm sure they do have, but as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't bother me one bit. Some of the best friends I've got now are Mexican American people.
So overall, you've had quite a teaching career. It's been.
I've had quite a teaching career. I taught math for about 5 or 6 years. Algebra, plain geometry, and the new math came out, and I didn't like it. So I had a major in history. So I got into the history department, and I've been in the history department ever since. However, I've taught government, but I've taught all histories, and I also have a major in English. 36 hours worth, but that's for the birds as far as I'm concerned. I care less about teaching English. I've enjoyed my teaching. I'd have to enjoy it, just the attitude is always out there. I've never had any serious problems, not with any